After only 50 meters, the roaring wind was already strong enough to rip away their voices, forcing them to communicate with simple hand gestures. Despite the cold, Revan was sweating heavily beneath his layers of clothing, his body warmed by the steady physical exertion as they battled their way meter by painful meter toward the top. At least he was safe from Vila for the time being. The difficult climb required total focus and concentration from every climber as they worked in concert to reach the peak. Even if the autopilots were plotting against him, they simply wouldn't be able to try anything until they reached the plateau at the top. At the start of the climb, the summit was invisible, lost in the swirl of snow and clouds. But by the fifth hour, they had risen above the worst of the storm, giving them their first glimpse of the Spear's Peak, illuminated by Rekiad's pale orange sun. They were well over halfway to their goal, but exhaustion and fatigue were beginning to impede their progress. As the altitude increased, the air became thinner, leaving all the climbers panting and gasping. The pack strapped to Revan's back seemed to have doubled in weight, and he could feel the straps digging into his shoulders even through his clothes. But there was little to do except ignore the pain and concentrate on the climb. Vila's team was about 50 meters ahead. Suddenly, one of their riders lost his footing and slipped. He dropped 10 meters before the ropes abruptly stopped his fall, leaving him dangling helplessly at the end of the line. The abrupt stop had jerked his backpack partially around, twisting the shoulder straps so that his arms were partially pinned behind his back. Combined with the howling winds buffeting him back and forth, he was unable to reestablish a grip on the mountain. Vila and the others began the slow and careful process of climbing back down to help him. It took about 2 minutes for Revan's team to draw level with Vila and her crew as they backtracked to rescue the wayward climber. Realizing the situation was under control, Revan's team pressed on toward the top. 5 minutes after the fall, Revan glanced back down to see that all four of Vila's team were once again safely in position. They were not trying to regain the lead, but moved more slowly and cautiously than before. 2 hours later, Revan's team reached the top. Candorus was first, planting his feet firmly. He reached down to grab Revan's arm and haul him up. Revan did the same for the woman trailing behind him, and she did the same for the man behind her. The top of the first spear was a featureless plateau of slick ice, covered by a thin dusting of snow. Looking across the gap between the two spears, Revan could see that the other summit was as bare and featureless as this one.
"Now what?"
Candorus shouted over the roar of the wind.
"If this is the right peak, there should be an entrance around here somewhere,"
Revan yelled back. A gust of wind shoved him sideways, and he almost stumbled.
"An entrance to what?"
Revan only shrugged. His vision hadn't shown him what he and Malik had discovered, and no more memories had bubbled to the surface during their climb. They all set their backpacks on the ground and started a grid pattern search over the plateau's surface. It didn't take them long to find what they were looking for.